Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman
Podcast.
Superman was created by Jerome Siegel and Joe Shuster.
Hi, I'm Stephen Biscotti.
And I'm Justin Candelaria.
And you're listening to
the Saturday Morning Superman Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Saturday Morning Superman Show. We want to take a moment, especially with Thanksgiving and the holiday season upon us, to really extend our gratitude and our thanks to everyone who has listened to the Saturday Morning Superman Show, everyone that is following on Instagram and Twitter, people that are interacting with us and listening to the show, and for everybody that's, you know, approached me in person and told me, you know, just how much they've been enjoying it. It really means a lot. We've spoken about the process behind the Saturday Morning Superman Show many times over. And again, for the sake of just this recording, I'd like to make mention that we've been approaching the show differently than how many other podcasts are approached, where we haven't been doing this on a weekly basis, but we've been recording the episodes in bulk ahead of time, and then it really falls on to Justin to really edit and make the show as good as it sounds. And then we schedule it. So it's different in that sense that with a lot of what we've spoken about in regards to Superman, the animated series season one, that was earlier in the summer. We were recording episodes like The Main Man and Stolen Memories and My Girl months ago. You know, we're in November. Season one of the Saturday Morning Superman Show concludes in December. So we're talking about all different things, you know, about Royal Collectibles and, you know, the Superman Bankvault toy and just stuff like that, that, you know, now as we've been recording future episodes for season two, which we're currently at work on, and we actually finish season two today, which is very cool. We really just wanted to step back and take a moment to just kind of talk and just kind of like bring everybody up to speed on where we're at. You know, in regards to the show and personally a little bit, you know, just so you get to know us a little bit more. And we hope you'll stick around for a not terribly long podcast episode, but just one that'll hopefully bring everybody up as close to real time as possible, as opposed to talking about how like, oh, hey, you know, we just did this or we just saw that. And then you're hearing it, you know, like 3 months from now.
But yeah, Steven, like, you know, the only thing that we're missing from this occasion right now is just a giant turkey in the center of our table right now, just for us to cut and just eat with our fellow viewers right now. But yeah, I mean, it's been a very, it feels like a long journey, but also it doesn't feel like a long journey. Like, I'll say this is probably, like, the most longest year I've ever had. I don't know why, but
I hope it's like in regards to saying that it's been the longest year that you've had, that it's been because it's been so good.
No, definitely.
It's funny
because, yeah,
like, in regards to me, like, this is like, you know, and I think it has a lot to do with like when you're getting older, but for me, this is like the fastest year ever. Like, the fact that we're already, you know, we have 1 month left and it's already 2020, and the fact that it's going to be 2020, it's something that that I just can't believe. The fact that we're already here, to me it seems like the fastest year, but yeah, you said,
well,
that
I mean,
it
to
was
me
like
I feel like the longest year, like, one, because it's like the most busiest year I've ever had. Years when I enjoy, they usually go by fast, but I don't know, it's like I've enjoyed this year, but then also worked so much this year that it's just gone by really slow. But I do like it, because then, you know, it's like, man, then it makes me feel like I'm living longer than I usually am.
Well, everybody that's been following, they may or may not know you're 21. You just turned 21.
Yeah, but right now you just made me feel like I'm older.
So you just turned 21, and where do you happen to find yourself right now? Because we haven't really spoken about that. And I think that's an interesting thing. You know, sometimes, you know, you're listening to the show, but you don't really know about the people that are talking. So if you want to just quickly, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, just briefly, like, you know, like, where you're currently at in your life.
Well, if you guys don't know that I'm currently in college, my last year actually, hopefully, but like right now I'm going to Queens College. Don't ever find me there. I will never respond to you. But
but imagine like there's somebody for that's a horrible thing to say. Yeah. I mean, it's a Superman podcast. Say somebody's listening to the Saturday Morning Superman show. They go to Queens College, and
but
this
just
is
don't
the thing
stalk me like
that
one
they
of those
listen
people.
To. Like, definitely find Justin.
You,
tell
you
him how much
find
you love
me,
the show.
But just don't like you know be like, oh hey Justin, just take up most of my time.
Yeah,
when I gotta go
yeah,
to class.
Do,
so.
Yeah, don't do like a. Like an obsessive thing.
Yeah, yeah, no, but definitely, like, you know, if I'm on my free hour, and you want to hit me up, sure, why not? But yeah, right now I'm at Queens College studying film and media studies. I'm double majoring. I'm currently working at GameStop. I'm currently also doing freelance work for the ITS department at Queens College. That's also brand new to me. And I'm doing school. I'm going to school. I'm taking classes. You know, it's tough because while my major is film and media studies. I love and I enjoy film, and you know, learning film each semester, and it's a challenge because you know I've done project with Steven for Steven for my documentary in class that you guys probably seen on Royal Collectibles website, and also I'm making another one about the leaving of Steven and like you know his journey
the
into law
of Steven.
The leaving he's, honestly
he's,
I just
call... he's dying. This is the last podcast
I'm,
episode
I'm,
we're
I'm
going
gonna
to
be
do.
Honest it was a part in the thing where you said in the doc where you said now I know how I feel when I'm once I'm dead.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I could elaborate on that in about a minute.
Gonna put try to make a tombstone picture with your name on it as a joke.
Gone and forgotten.
Yes, with like probably like a
or it could be like Jeff the Superman Goldblum. One like from Batman versus Superman. If you seek a monument, look around. Well, yeah, no, so. Yeah, you just turned 21, you're finishing up college, you just started working at GameStop, and it's really cool because the thing is, when we've met each other, you know, and especially when we really became friends and started working on this, we were at different places in our lives.
Yeah, I was nothing.
Well, no, that's not true. I mean, you're being too self-deprecating, man. Again,
it's true.
This is the Saturday Morning Superman show. This is a podcast of hope and optimism. We leave all
and you were
insecurities
my, and you
at,
were
at
my
the,
hope. Without you, I would still
we,
be.
We leave insecurities at the door. So yeah, it's cool because the thing is, like, when I met you, you know, like you were in school and you really wanted to do a lot of different creative things that I was really inspired by. You know, as I've said before, and for those listening, you'll know that I'm the co-founder of Universal Monsters Universe, and we've been operating that for 4 years. It'll be 4 years in a few months, and I kind of found myself in a place where, like, I was looking to do the next, like, what was going to be the next creative venture that I was going to find myself a part of, and podcasting was always something that I wanted to do. And it was something that I had tried to start with Universal Monsters Universe. But, you know, as everybody knows, and as I've said before, it just didn't really come together. You know, it was a matter of, like, you know, how do you start? Like, what's the best way to do it? And you're trying to get other like-minded people, and everybody else wants to do it, but nobody really else makes the time to. And so when the Saturday Morning Superman show, you know, became more than a conversation, it was really deeply fulfilling to begin all the work, you know, on the show with you, because it was something that I really always wanted to do for a while. And to get to collaborate with you has been really fun, too, because there's, you know, so much that you bring to it. And, you know, like, I can only have so much of the knowledge about the cartoon that, you know, that's only matched by, you know, your enjoyment of it and your excitement and enthusiasm
as like a new viewer.
Excuse me, as a new viewer. And then also matched with your tech expertise that again, you know, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have a show that sounds the way that it does. So it's really cool to have been talking about the show since May, and then to have started in June, and then to now be in November of 2019, and, you know, we're only a few weeks away from finishing season one of the Saturday Morning Superman show, and you know, you're working at GameStop now. You know, I was working at Royal Collectibles. I don't work at Royal Collectibles anymore. That's something that we never had time to mention on the podcast because we don't do it in a day-to-day, week-to-week kind of way. But actually, I'm working at the law department now, the New York City Department of Law. That's... And it's working at a law firm is something that I've always really wanted to do. And it was an opportunity that came up back in September, very suddenly. So I didn't really have much time to think about it. But the second I was offered a job there, I took it immediately. And it's cool because in a lot of ways, it kind of feels like the ending of Man of Steel, where, you know, after working at Royal and doing all these other things that I've been able to do and enjoy, you know, now to kind of like wake up in the morning and, you know, put on a dress shirt and tie and hop on the train and go into the city and work. It feels like Superman and it feels like Clark Kent, and the law department's very big on integrity and values and morals, as you would hope. And so it really also embodies a lot of the qualities of Superman. So it's a really cool environment and I like it, but it's another reason why I'm so grateful for why, you know, we've chosen to do this series and the way that we've been doing it, because naturally, yeah, I mean, like, there are weeks where, like, you know, we have planned, you know, like, meetups where we're gonna get together and we're gonna record an episode, and then it's like the day before, like, I'm texting you saying, like, hey man, like I can't do it, can we do it next week? And you know, that does happen, you know, more than I'd like. And the same with you, you know, where I'll shoot you a date and you'll be like, no, I don't really think I could commit to it. And, you know, we all have lives and we're all busy, but the Saturday Morning Superman show is really emblematic of how much we enjoy doing this. Yep. And I have to say that in all of my time writing for Universal Monsters Universe and producing content for Universal Monsters, I've had no greater joy than doing this podcast with you. So that's no, you know, disrespect to anybody that I've collaborated with or like my good friend Joe. He knows that I love him, but Justin, I really have to say, like, you know, in front of everybody that's listening, that like I take so much joy in being able to hang out with you, and I take so much out of just doing the show with you. It's been so fun to like re-listen to the episodes and remember, like, in the summer, like, we're sweating like the skin off of ourselves, you know, in my room recording it with the door closed and the window shut, and us just like thinking about, like, can you imagine like what this will be like when we're recording, you know, in like November and December and like early 2020, and like the fact that we're finally here. And like I've got like a flannel shirt on, and you know, it's really cool because it really is that tangible journey where you could really look at the progress that we've made creatively and professionally, and that's something that I don't think you always get to see in regards to, you know, running like a site or a long form of entertainment journalism, because the thing is, it's almost as if, like, you know, every day you have to reprove to yourself, you know, your worth or your value, and you're only as good as your next article. But to do a podcast where recording content that's evergreen, and despite maybe me mentioning something about Invisible Man or something about Man of Steel or an uncertainty about Henry Cavill being Superman, there's a real value to the content that we're putting out there that hopefully for Superman fans, you know, many years, like when we're long done with this show, you know, you could listen to it and think, wow, like, yeah, that's a really good series. And it's, as a Superman fan, been completely rewarding where, you know, out of all the Superman collectibles that I have, to finally be able to say, yeah, I have a podcast about Superman, is something that I'm really proud of. And you know, I wouldn't want to do this with any other person. And almost selfishly, one of the reasons why I want to do as many episodes as we can, because, you know, when comes the day that if you say, hey, I can't really do it as much as I was, I want to be able to say that, like, we got in as many episodes as we could, because when I do have to bring in another co-host to replace you, I just don't know if I know it's not going to be the same camaraderie and that rapport that we've developed over the past summer.
Look, you should, instead of that, you should have said until the day to where it's like, Justin, you could go screw off somewhere.
Go make your Spider-Man animated series podcast, Disney Plus.
Because honestly, Steven, I'll always be committed to the show in some way, shape, or form, no matter what. Like, let's say even if I was to move down south.
Yeah.
You could probably still send me the episodes to, like, you know, we could probably Skype it or something.
Yeah,
I don't know, record stuff together.
I mean, that's the beauty, really, of podcasting that,
and
you know, it's, and technology that, like, it's so easy to do, but you just really need to commit to it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with anything, you know, like, yeah, you have to put a little money into things and you just have to commit to it. But as a Superman fan, you know, my primary hope has always been to create the kind of Superman show that I'd want to be listening to as a fan. And I feel like we have it, you know, mm-hmm. and I feel like,
we do.
You know, we've been doing pretty well. So for those that are listening, obviously, thanks to you, you know, we're doing pretty well. But I really believe that after this first season's done and we take a little bit of a break, mm-hmm. To really, spread, you know, the Saturday Morning Superman show out there, something that I really haven't done, as I kept on imagining that I would, I really think we have something special on our hands. Mm-hmm. I really think that for those listening, they'll feel the same way, but I feel like for those that have yet to find us, or that have yet to sit down and listen to an episode, I really think we have something very, very cool here that, you know, there's a lot of other cool people that are doing animated podcasts and even talking about Superman. And I think there's a lot of room for a lot of people to be speaking about this stuff. But I know in the way that we've been talking about it, I don't really think anyone else is doing it like us. And I'm continually inspired by other podcasts and other Superman animated, you know, projects and stuff like that. And it's encouraging to see that there's a fandom out there, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, like, I feel like once, like, if anybody's just, like, you know, looking on Stitcher, CastBox, or Podbean, you know, they'll see our artwork on it, you know, just, like, you know, we have an original art piece. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, Rick Sellis.
All thanks to him. Thank you again, Rick. And once they see his piece, it'd be like, that looks interesting.
Yeah.
We have an eye-catching piece. Now, you know, there's probably art people out there, you know, like, because, you know, I don't know how Stitcher or Podbean works, but I'm assuming we're never going to show up on that homepage for, like, a long time, but, you know, but
you know,
we're trying to spread our wings in some way, shape, or form, but if people do, you know,
yeah,
somehow find us like
that.
Yeah,
if it does get there on that homepage, like, yeah, I think we'd be set.
Yeah, I think we would
be. Yeah, it's one of those things that, like, you know, there's a lot of time that has to go into something like that. There's a little bit more money that has to go into something like that. And it's not that we don't have it, but again, you know, the fact is we all have our day jobs. And for even when I started Universal Monsters Universe with Joe Grudensky, I had a little bit more time on my hands to really build it to where it's at now, you know, with him and other people that we've collaborated with. But it's something that, you know, it's hard to even, like, find time to, like, make a post on Instagram. And so, you know, it's something that I think about every day, and it's kind of one of those things that, like, man, like, you know, like, I wish I could just, like, spend the whole day, like, tweeting and posting about Superman on our Instagram and
sometimes
Twitter page. But, you know, like, I know myself, like, sometimes, like I could go a whole week where I don't post anything, and especially, I think, right now, as like, you've been settling into your schedule, and
yeah,
especially,
like,
as I've been, like, just about, like, by the time this airs, which will be right for Thanksgiving, I'll have already been at the law department for a month, so I'm starting to adjust a little bit more and settle in. But yeah, it's a schedule that you have to really create for yourself, and there's a lot of self-motivation that you have to find to do something like the Saturday Morning Superman show, Universal Monsters Universe.
Yeah, like you've seen me with Prime Critic lately. I haven't posted anything in, like, a week. Why? Yeah. Is because my thumbs are hurting from typing all my essays the entire week, and just, I mean, yeah, I find time at night to game. That's after, like, taking a break every once in a while. Next, you know, I'm just like, oh, forget it. I'm not going to post a review yet. But, like, I have, like, two reviews,
yeah,
I want to post, but it's just, like, all that typing and stuff like that on just my phone. It's, like, it kills my thumbs because, you know, I have big hands and stuff with my small little phone. Thanks, Mom. But yeah, I mean, sometimes it's tough, but Steven, I didn't bring this up to you today, but it's kind of like a surprise right now, but I kind of want to do something a little special for the fans out there listening to us that, you know, it's going to be a me thing, but like a late night thing in a way.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be making my own channel for either Twitch or Mixer.
Okay, cool.
To where if any of you fans
So people
want,
are hearing this first right now.
Yeah.
Man, let me and shut you're up. I'm going to shut up too. Now. You take it away.
So at last night, so this is a little story. Last night, my friends were like, hey, Justin, I see you're playing Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order on the hardest difficulty you can, so you're going to suffer and scream. So they're like, can you stream it so we can watch you suffer? I was like, yeah, sure, I can stream it so you can watch you suffer. I had 5 viewers. I had just, like, 3 of my friends, like, 1 random viewer, and then myself, just, you know, just to read the comment section. But I was like, you know what? If my friends are enjoying me suffer and watch me streaming, but I wonder what you guys would feel like enjoying watching me play, because all I have was just Xbox, so I don't have very much to stream with. But it would just be Mixer or like Twitch, and I'll just be streaming some of my favorite games for you guys just to watch me. That also maybe chat with me about the show as well, just, you know, like a casual late night chat. You know, some I could be streaming up to like maybe 1 o'clock in the morning. That or just watching me and my friends, you know, goof around and stuff like that on Xbox. But it's something I'm gonna try to create possibly by the airing of this episode, so that Steven could put that in the show notes. So I don't have the name for it yet, but it probably will just be Prime Entertainment on, you know, Mixer or Twitch or something like that. I'll make the name and then I'll give it to Steven. But if you guys are interested in watching me, I'll be then making my schedule for that, probably only on weekends to stream and stuff like that. And hopefully you guys will find some enjoyment in watching me suffer while playing games and chatting up with me about Saturday Morning Superman or Daily Life stuff or just getting to know me more.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. I'm excited for that. Just as a fan, and especially, you know, now I think that that's a very viable thing to
and
do.
It's not
so
that,
I think that's gonna be really cool.
It's not that hard to do. I mean, I just press 1, 2, 3 on my Xbox, and then people just like look for me. And I'm streaming.
So for those that aren't following, aside from the show notes, we could find you at
Justin Candelaria on Instagram and Prime Critic Entertainment on Instagram.
Right. And you can find me at Reggie Mantle, III on Twitter, and Sherbert Danny Jr. on Instagram. But before we say our goodbyes, I want to make mention of the fact that we now have a new addition to the Superman collection in the room in which we record the Saturday Morning Superman show.
And it's a big one.
And this is your first time seeing it.
Yeah, in person, yeah.
And I have yet to talk about this. I've posted pictures of it on Instagram, but like we haven't spoken about it. And it's cool that this came out while we were doing the show. So now we could actually speak about something mm-hmm. in real time. But so I got so Sideshow back, I think it was a year ago. It was like a year and a half or so. It was a little while ago. They announced that they were going to be coming out with an animated series collection of statues. And anybody that knows statues or collectibles know that Sideshow is the top, you know, company, you know, between their premium formats and maquette pieces. You know, they put out great quality work. I proudly have the Superman Man of Steel premium format. I got the new like the Rebirth Superman standing on like the Brainiac head. I got that statue earlier in the year, and that's a new addition to the collection. Or I think that might I got that last year. I lose track of the dates. I get them and then I just forget. But yeah, I just as soon as they announced that they were going to be coming out with the Superman the animated series Bruce Timm statue, it was like a no brainer, and it was one of those things that like. Like whether this is like 300 or 500 or whatever,
it's
I have to get it. Like it's like the piece to have. And so normally I pre-order my statues and my hot toys through Royal Collectibles, but for the sake of this piece, I really wanted to get the exclusive, and the exclusive wasn't available through retailers, so you had to get it through Sideshow. And I I pre-ordered it. It's the exclusive one where it comes with two different Superman portrait head sculpts. The regular one being him with the serious face, and then the exclusive portrait of him smiling. And I really wanted the smiling one. Not that I need I need Superman, like, why doesn't he smile more? It's not about that, but it's just, I really wanted to have the exclusive one of this piece just to add to the collection. And, yeah, it arrived earlier this week and it's beautifully done. He's standing atop the Daily Planet rooftop and he's lifting off to take off. And between, like, the art deco style of the Daily Planet building that they've captured perfectly, mm-hmm. To Superman himself, it's, you know, you look at, like, what Diamond Select did with, like, the gallery PVC and the mm-hmm. bus bank and even what, like, Warner Brothers did with the Maquette, but to finally have, you know, a sideshow collectible Superman animated, it's surreal to have. And I want to make mention that earlier this year, I had the opportunity to guest on a few different podcasts. Mm-hmm. I guested on Pete's Basement to talk about the Saturday Morning Superman show. And I guested on Long Island Comic Guy's Don't Feed the Geeks podcast to talk about the Saturday Morning Superman show. And then I was on a podcast called Psychosocial Cinema. And Jonathan, who does that series, he invited me to speak about Man of Steel and talk a little bit about my fandom over Superman. And especially in regards to Pete DeLuca of Pete's Basement, he's a big He-Man fan and he loves He-Man and Thundercats and all that. And he has, like, the premium formats for them. And so when I went over, I remember he had, like, those statues and was like, oh, man, like, this is really sick. Like, you've got, like, the sideshow piece. So I always kind of, like, even from, like, years ago, thought, like, oh, how cool would it be if, like, Sideshow did, like, a Bruce Timm Superman piece. So the fact that they finally did it and I have it, it feels rewarding to me as a fan. And it didn't feel like something that, like, you know, I just got for the sake of getting. Like, it was something that I really wanted. And a lot of people have been asking how much that one did run. And the exclusive one was, like, $468.97. So it was just a little under 500, but it was worth every cent. And they brought to life Superman in as cool a way as possible. And again, he retains that strongman physique where, you know, he's big and strong, but yep. He's not, like, really, like ripped, like, in a Cavill kind of way, which is kind of cool. And it's I'm very happy to have it. And in mentioning Henry Cavill, I do have to bring up something that came out earlier this week. If you're a Henry Cavill fan, if you're a fan of any of this stuff, you know that Henry Cavill's show The Witcher is premiering soon.
Yep.
And in a Men's Health interview, Henry Cavill spoke about Superman.
Uh-oh.
And it's been a while. It's been a while, and mm-hmm. I know everybody's heard this. I know everybody's seen Tom Welling and Erica Durant and behind-the-scenes photos from Crisis. And I know everybody knows that Tyler Hoechlin is getting his own Superman show, that yep. they finally confirmed it, which is great. And we'll have to actually start podcasting about that. But there's a lot of great Superman stuff that's coming out. But according to Henry Cavill, this is what he said. The cape is in the closet. It's still mine. I've not given up the role. There's a lot I have to give for Superman yet. A lot of storytelling to do. A lot of real, true depths to the honesty of the character I want to get into. I want to reflect the comic books. That's important to me. There's a lot of justice to be done for Superman. The status is, you'll see. Now, he doesn't, you know, say, like, yeah, I'm done with Superman, or, like, yeah, like, you know, screw that, or anything like that. And it was a very diplomatic and a very a wise way to respond to the question of whether or not he's still Superman. And it's one of the reasons why I love Henry Cavill so much, because he does love this character, and you could see how much he wants to do another one, especially given the material that he'd love to make it happen. But also interestingly, he starts it out by saying that the cape is in the closet. And if everybody remembers Danny Garcia, his manager, She had said back in response to the rumors that he was done playing Superman, the cape is still in his closet. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting to see him almost kind of reflect a little bit off of what his manager is saying. And I think for anybody reading Men's Health that just sees him saying, like, the cape is still in the closet, there's really no thought given to it. But, like, the fact that, like, if you're a fan of Danny Garcia, if you're really a fan of, like, the business aspect of it, you're starting to see him almost regurgitate, you know, word for word, exactly what she said. Mm-hmm. And he adds a little bit to it. Nothing that we really haven't heard before. So it's really interesting yet again, where we're finding ourselves with like Robert Pattinson as the Batman and rumors over like a Supergirl movie or, and whatnot. And we still don't really know, like, is Henry Cavill Superman or not? I like what he said. I feel like it gives us hope just to hold on to the fact that we might still see him as Superman, but you know, who knows? But, aside from that, you know, we do have the Superman TV show, Superman and Lois, which I think is going to be just so, so cool. I can't wait for that. And with that comes new merchandise. So yeah. I'm all in for a Tyler Hoechlin figure, which I so desperately... Like, a Tyler Hoechlin action figure and a statue, I really desperately need. And you know they're going to do it. You know DC Probably. Collectibles will do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that brings us up to speed on everything that's going on with us and in regards to the Saturday Morning Superman show. When we're done with this episode, we're actually going to complete season two of the Saturday Morning Superman show. We have two episodes left to talk about in regards to the Max Fleischer Superman shorts. And season two will premiere in early 2020. We kind of have a date in mind yet, but we're not ready to say it. But that premieres in early 2020. And we're wrapping up season two, and we're also beginning season three mm-hmm. in the same day. So we're going to revisit Superman the Animated Series in season three. And season three will cover all of season two of Superman the Animated Series. And we're very excited to start that. And we hope everyone will stick around. We're really thankful for everybody that has listened to us and supported us. And we're so blessed by your support and friendship and fandom. And, you know, until next week, you know, be peaceful, up, up and away. And the cape is still in his closet.
Still in that closet. Stay tuned, people.
The Saturday Morning Superman Show is brought to you in part by Royal Collectibles, your friendly neighborhood comic book shop located in Forest Hills, Queens, New York, offering some of the best in pop culture needs and collectibles.